This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri and Lorraine and Lorraine. I say that because the second song will be Song for Lorraine by Spyro Gyra, preceded by the first song, Lorraine by David Benoit.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Tom played piano and Rhodes piano on Spyro Gyra bandmate Jay Bekenstein's Song for Lorraine, his opera singer mother, from Morning Dance in 1979. Jay played soprano sax on Song for Lorraine, Suzanne Ciani on synthesizers, Chet Catallo on electric guitar, Jim Kersdorfer on electric bass, Eli Konikoff on drums, percussion by Gerardo Velez, and operatic vocals by Lonnie Groves, Diva Gray, and Gordon Grody to the max. Song for Lorraine was preceded by David Benoit's composition known simply as Lorraine from Digits in 1983. David's Lorraine was purely acoustic, led by him on piano, Jim Fox on guitar, Wade Short on bass, Gary Ferguson on drums, and Bobby Hall with percussion and an E after the Y because she's a woman. Maynard Ferguson has the first non-Lorraine song of the evening, the loud title track to his 1976 album, Primal Scream, presented in Screamovision.
Scream!
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was Maynard Ferguson with Primal Scream, the first track on Primal Scream in 1976, written by Maynard and Jay Chataway, who also arranged and conducted the orchestra. Maynard, of course, screamed with his trumpet, while Mark Colby and or Joe Farrell screamed on their tenor saxes. The vocal screamers were Patty Austin, Hilda Harris, and Lonnie Groves. Lonnie previously vocalized operatically on Song for Lorraine. The rhythm section, arranged by Jerry with a G, Block, was made up of Bob James on Rhodes and Clavinet, Gary King on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, Ralph MacDonald with percussion, and three guitarists, Eric Gale, Jeff Miranov, and Jerry with a J, Friedman. By the way, that scream prompt before I played Primal Scream was from the Candlejack episode of the cult classic cartoon series, Freakazoid. Jeff Bennett was the prompter and Tress McNeil the screamer. The next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri features a Gerald Albright tune from the year Freakazoid premiered, 1995. But leading it off, Gerald will be featured on a treasure hunt led by Dan Siegel.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Treasure Hunt is the song by Dan Siegel leading off this week's second segment, and neither Jan Murray nor Chuck Barris had anything to do with it. Treasure Hunt.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Native Sons of a Distant Land was a ripping good composition by Russ Freeman for his Rippingtons from Sahara in 1994. On Native Sons, Russ played keyboards, 12-string guitar, acoustic guitar, and electric guitar. Jeff Koshua was on iwi and tenor sax, his two instruments at J. Rose Smooth Jazz for Scholars benefit back in April. Kim Stone, a male Kim, on bass, Tony Morales on drums, and percussion by Steve Reed. Before that, Dan Siegel with Treasure Hunt from The Getaway in 1993. A getaway one lucky contestant might win on the new Treasure Hunt with Jeff Edwards. I'm not sure if vacation trips were prizes on the original Treasure Hunt with Jan Murray. Dan Siegel wrote Treasure Hunt, the song, with keyboardist Brian Simpson, who didn't play here, but will play one of two songs from 2007 next hour. Those that did play on Treasure Hunt were Dan on piano and keyboards, Gerald Albright on alto sax, the guitar duo, not a trio like on Primal Scream, of Ray Fuller and Alan Hines, Larry Kimple on bass, Ray Ferd Griffin on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Lenny returns three more times, including with Brian Simpson and on the other 2007 song. Gerald Albright returns now with that 1995 song I teased earlier, Chips and Salsa.
Hi, this is saxophonist and bassist Gerald Albright, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Gerald didn't bring his bass to the recording sessions for Giving Myself to You in 1995, from which we heard Chips and Salsa. He did play alto sax on his composition, as he did on Treasure Hunt, with Bobby Lyle on piano, a male Bobby without an E at the end, though Lyle ends an E, Tony Dumas on acoustic bass, Leon Ndugu Chancellor on drums, Paulinho da Costa on percussion, and Raymond Harry Ray Brown on trumpet and flugelhorn. Ray is a native of Freeport and alumnus of then CW Post. Gerald Albright had Chips and Salsa, and Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band will cut and run next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Instrumentals from many genres are in their element.
Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with Cut and Run. FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with Time and Love from Smooth Sensation in 1997. Time and Love, written by Ken, was the last of three straight blank and blank titles and the only one that spells out and. Ken's instruments on Time and Love were acoustic guitar and any keyboards not played by Jay Rowe, the aforementioned Smooth Jazz for Scholars founder and music director. Jay was otherwise on piano, as he will be next hour with Jesse Jay, and that's Jesse with a Y, not IE, like the pop singer, although Jesse IE was a guest judge in week 5 of season 19 of Dancing with the Stars, on which Jesse Y is a member of music director Ray Chu's house band, dubbed Ray Chu Live. Incidentally, season 19 champion Alfonso Ribeiro is the new co-host of Dwittis, as the initials are sometimes phrased, with Tyra Banks. That makes him the second person to host that show and America's Funniest Home Videos, following in Tom Bergeron's footsteps. Getting back to Time and Love, the other players were Eric Marienthal on alto sax, Gary Granger on bass, brother Greg Granger on drums, and Victor Williams handled percussion. The Grangers and Jay Rowe are currently the rhythm section for guitar duo Acoustic Alchemy. Before Time and Love, it was cut run by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band that Eric Marienthal is part of from the Fat Pack in 2006. Fat spelled PH, by the way. And 2006 is the year the phrase cut and run was in heavy use by politicos, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. Cut and Run was written, arranged, and conducted by Gordon Goodwin, heard on piano and tenor sax. I assume he soloed on both. Eric was among the woodwinds, again on alto sax, with Andy Martin among the trombones and the unrelated Wayne Bergeron among the trumpets. Either he soloed or Dan Fornero did. The rhythm section on Cut and Run saw Grant Geisman on electric guitar, Rick Shaw, real name, on bass, Bernie Dressel on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. Luis returns on the first song of Hour 2 along with Lenny Castro, but taking us into Hour 2, Peter White on lead acoustic and rhythm electric guitar. Turn It Out is the song, featuring Huge Groove on tenor sax.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour 1 ended with Turn It Out by Peter White, co-written with Michael Ligeezy from GLOW in 2001. That's the word GLOW, not the acronym for Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, but 01 is the year former wrestler Ursula Hayden took over as owner of GLOW. For Turn It Out, Peter White played lead acoustic guitar and rhythm electric, Huge Groove was featured on tenor sax, and Michael Ligeezy did the rest. Keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, and additional electric guitar. Hour 2 begins with two more songs with song in the title. Ronnie Foster plays first with the sequel to a 1991 composition for the flautist Nestor Torres. Sultry Song 2. Make up your own subtitle. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Song for Lorraine by Spyro Gyra was for Jay Bekenstein's mother, and we just heard Patrick Bradley on the 21st night of September, and that's the only Earth, Wind & Fire song reference I'm going to make, with Song of May, a song for his daughter, Heather, who was born in May. Song of May is from Exhale in 2021 and was written by Patrick with featured musician Darren Ron, who bears no relation to Heather, but I guess you could call him a family friend. Patrick played piano and organ. Darren was on tenor sax, Rhodes, Wurlitzer, keyboards, and programming, but not drum programming. Alan Hines, heard last hour with Dan Siegel, was on guitar by himself this time, Mel Brown on bass, and Terrell Martin on drums. Speaking of organ, the song before that, also with song in the title, was from a mostly organ album by Ronnie Foster, Sultry Song 2, from Reboot, released on July 15th of this year, just over 2 months ago. Ronnie wrote Sultry Song 2 as the sequel to the original Sultry Song he wrote in 1991 for Dance of the Phoenix, an album by flautist Nestor Torres. Ronnie played keyboards and synth bass there, but just organ here, which has bass, with Michael O'Neill on guitar, Jimmy Branley on drums, and the percussion duo of Lenny Castro on congas, his second appearance tonight, with two more on the way, and Luis Conte on timbales and shaker, his only other appearance aside from with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Luis was the sole percussionist on the original Sultry Song. The same year Song for Lorraine appeared on Spyro Gyra's Morning Dance album. In 1979, Sadao Watanabe put out Echo, and here he is in 2021 performing the title track live at Suntory Hall in his native Japan. Echo.
Echo.
Echo. Echo.
Thank you.
Sada O Watanabe on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with the live 2021 edition of his 1979 composition Echo from Jazz and Bossa live at Suntory Hall. Recorded two nights last June in the main hall at Suntory Hall, located in Tokyo, Japan. Sada O led the way on his signature alto sax, Masaki Hayashi was on piano, Kichiro Komobuchi on acoustic bass, Itetsu Takamura on drums with a big solo, and a string section led by concertmaster Takayuki Oshikane. A pair of songs from 2007, both with percussionist Lenny Castro, await us in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hey, it's Jamie.
Hello.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The first pair of 2007 Lenny Castro percussion tunes is by the duo of Rick Braun, trumpet, and Richard Elliott, tenor sax. It's Rick's composition, Better Times. FM and WCWP.org. That was the second of two 2007 songs that contain percussion by Lenny Castro, after we heard him with Dan Siegel and Ronnie Foster. Brian Simpson played that second song. What You Gonna Do? What Are You Going to Do? Was the title from Above the Clouds, which was coincidentally the name of the 1994 recording by Dan's Birds of a Feather group, the year after Brian helped write Treasure Hunt. Brian was the sole composer of What You Gonna Do and played piano and keyboards. Tony Maiden was on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Michael White on drums, Ron King on flugelhorn, and I told you about Lenny Castro on percussion. The first 2007 Lenny Castro percussion song was Better Times by Rick Braun and Richard Elliott from R&R, another blank and blank of sorts, as its capital R's bookending a small N. Rick was the sole composer of Better Times and played trumpet while Richard was on tenor sax. Aside from them and Lenny Castro, there were Ron Reinhardt on piano and keyboards, including organ, Dwight Sills on guitar, Nate Phillips on bass, and Ricky Lawson on drums. Gerald Albright played alto sax on Dan Siegel's Treasure Hunt and his Chips and Salsa last hour. He goes by G for short, as in Kenny G, who's all stretched and ready for G walking. Kenny G with G Walkin' on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Heart and Soul, like Time and Love, in 2010. Of all the blank and blanks this week, two were the full word and, while the other three were the letter N, with or without an apostrophe. G Walkin', with an apostrophe, was 6 minutes and 10 seconds, which won't even get you to half a mile if your walking pace is 15 or 16 minutes per mile, but G Light Joggin' is a lousy title. G Walkin' was written by Kenny, Walter Afanasieff, and the non-playing Adrian Bradford. Kenny did play soprano sax, his signature, and Walter did the rest, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. On the heels of Kenny G, tonight's last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri includes Jesse J. But it starts with another pair, a pair of Pauls, led by Paul Taylor on alto sax. Next.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Looking ahead to the end of the average work week, it's Paul Taylor with Friday at 5 p.m. The end. That's a pair of Pauls who picked a peck of pickled peppers. I couldn't even say that. On 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Paul number two was Paul Brown, the third Brown tonight, with Don't Stop, which abruptly stopped, from Promised Land with Native Sons, released July 15th, the same day as Ronnie Foster's reboot. This reminds me of an early Mike Shamari show on web radio WCWP, now called The Wave. Jay Mirabili was my lead-in, and he ended 1 week's DFK show with Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead, the sixth blank and blank this evening. As I started my show, I said, wouldn't you know it, they stopped. Paul Brown, heard on guitar, wrote Don't Stop with Lou Lang, keyboards, synth bass, and drum and percussion programming. Marion Meadows was featured on lead soprano sax and backing tenor. Paul number one was Paul Taylor with Friday at 5 from And Now This in 2021, written by Paul, alto sax, with Dino Esposito, keyboards with the voice sample, and drum programming, perhaps with uncredited percussion programming. Brian Monroney was on multiple guitars, and Osama Afifi on bass. This week's penultimate song is another one from 21, the unrelated Willie Bradley with Over the Horizon.
Hi, it's saxophonist Jesse J, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jesse plays last, but that was Willie Bradley with Over the Horizon from It's My Time, singular, in 2021. Over the Horizon was written by Willie, trumpet and flugelhorn, and Jeff Kennedy, drums. Demetrius Neighbors played keyboards, Gary Johnson, not that one, on guitar, Robert Skinner on rhythm bass, and featured musician Julian Vaughn on lead bass. That leaves us with Jesse J and Blue, the title track to her April 15th album. Don't worry, I'm out of Dancing with the Stars tidbits. Jesse's the writer of Blue, the sole composer, and plays lead tenor sax with backing alto and baritone and flute. Jay Rowe, heard last hour with Ken Navarro, once again plays piano and keyboards. Andy Abel channels the spirit of Ron Lawrence on guitar. Dave Anderson's on bass. Trevor Somerville on drums and percussion by Richie Gahate Garcia. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song is Blue by Jesse J. So long.